Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the It's Obvious podcast. This is episode 283. My name is Garrett Drake. I'm joined in person by Jacob Alka, who is my dear neighbor, dear friend of many years. How was your drive over here this evening?
Very easy.
I can imagine.
So I question why I haven't done it more.
Well, yeah, that's kind of coincides with what we'll talk about today. We are together again after a long time. We actually recorded a whole episode before this one, and we lost it because my audio got corrupted.
Tragically.
It just happened three times in 9 years of this podcast.
So which isn't that much if you really think about it.
No, it's not. Like, collectively and I guess percentage-wise, that's a pretty good odds, I'd say. I was thinking about 283 is a lot of episodes, but we would have crossed 400 easily. Well over 400 had we stayed consistent over
absolutely
the years.
Yeah, so we really fell off the last maybe 3 or 4 years, really.
Of course. Yeah, we have not recorded, and this has obviously been our longest break ever in the history of our podcast, which was roughly, I think the last one was December of last year.
Yes.
With Preston, mm-hmm. And we're 8 months into the year, practically 9 months.
I didn't realize it was that long ago. Yeah. That's so long ago.
What's funny is that it doesn't feel that long ago to me.
Yeah.
Probably because I keep up with you and Jacob both to a degree. Or not you and Jacob, you and Preston both to a degree. I talk to Preston on the phone probably once every few weeks. Mm-hmm. And we basically have a podcast over the phone. Because we talk for like an hour, sometimes more about
games. You should just secretly record your conversation.
I should. That's like the only way to get them on. So, yeah. So I guess that's why it doesn't feel like it's been that long. But I've obviously been extremely unactive on everything. Mm-hmm. Gaming wise, I've been playing games, of course, which we can talk a little bit about.
But you're just not talking about them.
Not a microphone. No.
Yeah, not sharing your thoughts.
No, just over the phone and sometimes in person. So
that's
okay. But talk to me about what you've been playing, and we'll get to our main subject today.
Oh, man. Since December, I was struggling to think of what I had been playing when we originally did this recording on Sunday, I believe it was. When it tragically got corrupted. But I think like the last thing that I can remember is playing Elden Ring, the DLC, mm-hmm. and the base game. Excuse me, I'm burping because of this.
These are very good
sparkling
waters.
These refreshing sparkling waters, yes. And thank you, by the way.
Of course.
But we can talk about Shadow of the Erdtree for a second if you'd like.
I think we should.
It's probably one of my favorite experiences I've ever had in any game. It's just that good. Including the base game too. I probably clocked in around 150 to 180 hours somewhere in that ballpark. I really took my time through the base game. I wanted to explore everything. I wanted to collect, you know, every item I could find. I didn't like look up items or anything like that, but I just, you know, I took my time, like, you know, RP walking around, just taking in everything and seeing all the great views and, you know, there's just so much to the game. It takes a long time if you really just take your time and play through the game. And by far the hardest boss for me was Melania. She kicked my butt for probably 2 days straight. Like I just, and it took me forever to even get past the like the first waterfowl she does before she even goes into her phase two. Like, it took me forever just to realize like you can move this way and then go the other way and then she doesn't hit you. It took me forever to learn that. But once I did, you know, it kind of didn't take me too much longer after that. But in terms of the DLC, because that's what everyone really cares about, I think it's probably the best DLC ever, in my opinion. And I don't count, like, the Warcraft expansions, because those are, like, games in themselves, but...
Well, so is Shadow of the Erdtree almost like a pseudo-sequel
true.
To Elden Ring.
That's a good point. But I thought all the bosses were very creative. They're all very hard. Especially, like, if you haven't... Like, I had the luxury of playing the base game and then go into the DLC. I'm sure a lot of people that went into it, having not played in, like, a year or two, were just awful. And it was terrible for them. But I enjoyed them all. I think my favorite boss... I guess we could say the names, right?
Like, I don't see why not.
If you haven't played the game at this point, you probably don't care about spoilers. But probably my favorite boss ended up being... probably Relania or Relana, whatever her name is.
Yeah, the Twin Blades boss.
Yeah, she was really cool. I feel like I'm forgetting another one that
what's
I really
that guy
liked.
With the big snake?
Oh, Mesmer.
Mesmer, yeah.
Yeah, he was cool
Mesmer's
too.
Flame.
Yes. Oh, and Midra, the frenzied flame guy. He's awesome.
Oh yeah, and the haunted house.
Yeah,
that's it. That was cool. That dungeon. That whole sequence was cool.
Yeah, I love that house. I wish it was bigger. I wish it had more to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for what it was awesome.
Yeah, kind of the whole atmosphere and vibe of getting through that spooky forest all the way to the house. I feel like I almost like combined those. Like the forest was part of the experience of like getting there, and then traversing the house afterward was like one big spooky Halloween quest. Is what it felt like.
Yeah. Did you like the forest?
Yes and no. I kind of wish there was more in there to discover. It was almost just like a gigantic place to just walk through.
It seemed
almost
bare bone.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously some like shadow tree fragments and stuff to find in there. But apart from that, I was hoping for maybe one other mini boss, like a side boss, or maybe like a cool piece of gear somewhere in there. But it was pretty empty for the most part. But I liked the atmosphere and the vibe of it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was very spooky.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What'd you think about the last boss?
that was intense. Yeah, I went from, for me, I told Preston, I transitioned from it being amusing from how difficult it was to like actually being pissed.
Yeah.
And I finally did beat him by completely respecking my character to this mega cheese mode.
Dude,
to beat him.
Shield build.
Yeah, yeah. Like it was, maybe it was something like that. I can't remember what it was. It was like some kind of intense bleed build, but I like drastically respect just to do that. And then I respect back to my original build. But yeah, that was a little too much for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The DLC was immaculate. Like I just loved it so much. All the bosses were great. You know, some of them were kind of easier than others, but it was very rewarding exploring, because every time you explore, you're either finding something cool or you're going to a cool place.
Yeah, at the very least, you have a beautiful view at some point.
Yeah, like the blue flower area was a good example. Like there
the Cerulean Coast, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, Cerulean Coast. That place is just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot to do there. There's like one big boss. Well, that's in another area, but
that was the main criticism I saw from almost every reviewer was everything is beautiful, fun to explore. All the bosses are cool. There's obviously new gear and everything, but like for the most part, all these gorgeous areas, there's like very little things to find in them.
That's true.
Which I understand. Whereas in the base game, I feel like you round any corner and there's something to like, whether it's a boss or a piece of gear or something interesting to acquire. But same thing for me. I was utterly addicted to the DLC when it came out. And I had jumped back in to finish the main game shortly before the DLC launched, and I finished it just in time. So I was pretty well attuned to how the game felt to play going into it, which didn't make it any less difficult. I spent the first few hours grinding, just looking for Shadow Tree fragments just to like hold my own against some of the initial enemies. But I thought that was a brilliant system to have the DLC stand on its own, so people couldn't just go in over leveled, so everyone had an equal playing field going into it, which is pretty cool. So, I was addicted to it, and I knew even before I finished it, and you and I had talked about this, that I was going to have a post-Elden Ring depression again.
Yeah.
So I finished that, and I just couldn't find enjoyment in anything I played.
Me too. So. Yeah, it hit me hard. Like, I didn't play games for probably weeks after that. Just I tried to get back in a WoW. That was boring. I tried to play a Final Fantasy, but I didn't want to play that either. So I just ended up watching TV and shows and stuff like that.
You finished Rebirth, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I forgot, we haven't talked in so long in this podcast. We've played like so many games since we last spoke.
I know.
So
it's disappointing that I can't remember what I played.
Right. Yeah. There's too many things. So.
But if I can't remember, it must not have been that important. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Apart from that, Elden Ring, I played since the new update for Hunt Showdown launch. I talked about this on our corrupted audio file, but Hunt Showdown 1896 is what it's called now with the graphical update.
Why did they decide to rename it?
Because it was just a substantial update. It was almost like a relaunch of the game in a way.
Yeah.
Not because they had a poor player base or anything. They just were making so many substantial updates. They wanted like a fresh start.
It's like the
Overwatch 2.
Which
I'm shocked that like Halo hasn't done that with. I guess they've basically given up on Halo Infinite. And it's like run its course, but whatever they're working on next, people had said like they should just relaunch Infinite now, because Infinite today, if it had launched in the state it's in now, it would have had a much better reception and probably would have had much longer, more positive legs. But they launched it when it was severely underbaked, and it took them years to get it to where it's at now.
What's wrong with them?
It basically launched barely at beta, looking back on it.
Yeah.
So it was drastically unfinished, unfortunately.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's 343 is just a catastrophic game studio. And I think it's just like a mismanagement. Microsoft has not handled them well, and like budget stuff. And it's just been very, very poor leadership over at that studio since, honestly, 2014.
Yeah.
Which is 2012, I think, actually. Because I think, Reach was 2010, so roughly the 2012 era and until now. 343's really dropped the ball.
That's
that
like
franchise.
Most of our lives.
Yeah, so kind of a shame, but we'll see what they do next. But anyway, Hunt Showdown 1896, for the most part, is fantastic. I think the new map is the coolest map they've ever done, by far. It's much more challenging than previous maps. And those that have played, I'm not going to go into the details to bore people, but if you're a Hunt Showdown fan, the old maps versus the new one, there's changes they've made that make it more difficult, which I find more interesting. There's, because I've always played with random players. I always communicate with them because it's an extremely competitive game, and you have to communicate usually with your teammates to some degree. And one of the guys I was playing with the other night said he hated the new map. He's like, it looks beautiful, but it's like, wait, it's way too easy and to sneak into places, and they're harder to defend compounds when you fight bosses, blah, blah, blah. And to me, that makes it more interesting, because in the old maps, like, you play them so much, you can figure out every single possible way to defend compounds, or you've killed bosses because people try to get into them and kill you if you get there first.
Yeah.
So many nuances to Hunt, they're hard to explain in one sitting. But I think the map is gorgeous. The game still runs very well for me. There's a subtle graphical update, mainly to lighting. So the lighting's prettier than ever on the CryEngine. The audio update. The game was already well known for its audio, but it's even better now. So the audio is incredible. There's a new roaming boss. It's a lot of fun to fight. A bunch of new weapons. There's a battle pass now. They kind of modernized it as well, because the game was launched before battle passes kind of became standard. And they've updated the game so beautifully and substantially over the years, especially most recently with this big update, that they had to do something to sustain that, which totally makes sense to me.
Is it free to play now?
I don't know if it is. I may have missed that if it is. I don't think so.
Okay.
But
I know not every game that has a battle pass is free to play, but I feel like free to play games like battle passes, because it's a revenue that they can use, you know, post release.
Yeah, but I stand by, dude. That is easily one of my favorite games of all time, and it definitely remains to be. And I think it's an absolutely brilliant multiplayer experience on so many fronts.
I agree.
Like, it's exhilarating every single time I play.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever played two matches that were exactly the same, which is amazing.
That's cool.
So, stoked for that. I had mentioned I swing around in Spider-Man once a day. I was swinging around in Spider-Man right before you got here. and I love the fantasy of, because the game feels so good to play to me. That I jump in to swing around for 20 minutes, fight some bad guys, and just pretend I'm doing my daily patrol as Spider-Man looking over New York.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man, this is a little sidetrack, but I finally watched that Spider-Man movie. I forgot what it's called.
No Way Home.
Yeah, No Way Home. That movie's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's amazing.
It's better in the theater.
I'm sure.
Because what's funny about it now, people have criticized it for this for good reason, is that it's edited with pauses and scenes for people to clap and cheer, because the filmmakers really? Knew that people would clap and cheer certain moments. Like when Andrew Garfield, for example, comes out of that portal and is revealed, there's this moment where he just stands there in like total silence for like five whole seconds. And in the theater, everyone loses their mind. Yeah. It's perfect. But when you watch it on digital, when you're not like in a room full of people, it's just like this awkward silence. And to me, that's like, my brain immediately goes to, they should have had two versions of the movie. They should have the theatrical version and then the edited version for digital, where it's the exact same scene, just that moment where he jumps out of the portal is cut down a little bit, so it isn't like an awkward silence.
Yeah.
It's like things like that. I'm like, why don't they? It's not that difficult, I feel like, to edit those scenes for a digital release to make it a little less strange when you watch it post theater. I still think the movie's entertaining as well. I haven't seen it in years, but I loved it, seeing it in the theater.
Yeah. And while we haven't recorded a podcast recently, me and you, we have we've been to see a lot, fair few movies over the months that we've, you know, not been recording.
Right.
So it's not like we haven't been seeing each other at all.
Oh, yeah. I am playing Alien Isolation right now. Did I mention that when we talked
about
it? You did.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah. I've liked that a lot because I've seen Romulus twice, which I also mentioned. Really dig that movie. Mm-hmm. And, so I was, and even the director, I didn't know this, had drawn a bit of inspiration in writing the story for Romulus from Isolation. So I had started Isolation on PC about a year ago and got like 2 hours into it and liked it. I just got distracted by other things at the time. So I jumped back in on PS5 now. I mean, it's the PS4 version, but it plays fine on PS5. And I'm well into the game, and it's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
So digging that as well. And they really nailed the atmosphere of the movies and the game. So it's perfect. If you see Alien Romulus and jump into Isolation, you feel like you're basically playing through the movie, which is cool.
That's good. That's dope.
So yeah, enjoying that. And I think that's it for me right now. Isolation, swinging around to Spidey, and playing some Hunt Showdown.
Cool.
So stoked for other games coming. I'm very stoked for the Black Ops 6 beta this weekend.
Oh, it's this weekend.
I'm out of town most of the weekend, but Sunday when I get back, I'm going to play a little bit.
Gotcha.
And I'm stoked for the full release as well.
I bet.
More stoked than I've been for a Call of Duty. I mean, I like Call of Duty every year, but this is the most stoked I've been about Call of Duty in a long time.
Yeah, we talked about it more on our Corrupted episode.
Yeah.
That's no one's heard, but from what you told me, it sounded exciting. It seemed mm-hmm. like the peeking around corner technology is kind of cool. Or yeah. just auto mounts. And
yeah, I like that. There's omnidirectional movement. New 9 hitboxes instead of 6. I think previous was 6. There's updated physics.
So obviously head would give you the most points mm-hmm. if you shot that part of the body.
They actually today actually was Call of Duty Next, like the big conference where all the influencers and media go to like stream the game, and they mm-hmm. announce a bunch of new stuff.
See, the old me would have been like all over that.
Yeah. I watched a lot of that today. So a lot of it was leaked beforehand, so there weren't too many surprises, but everything they've shown off and talked about is exciting, so I'm very stoked for that.
Cool.
So
I'll check it out.
But yeah.
I've been playing WoW. I'm back into WoW. New expansion just came out. Mm-hmm. It's out of early access.
Playing that to the grave, I imagine.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, until a better MMO comes out. I mean, you've been playing it this long. Why stop?
I could do anything else, you know?
That's true. But as long as I keep updating it and you still enjoy it?
As long as I have friends that I play the game with, I'm going to keep playing the game, I think. Because mm-hmm. that's what I really like about it.
How many of these friends have you met in real life?
Zero.
Okay.
Wait. No, zero.
Nice.
I've spoken to them outside of the game in lots of mediums. Like I'm friends with several of them on Facebook, and like I know what they look like.
Okay.
But I've never seen them in
person.
Got it.
You guys haven't organized some kind of get together? Are they international?
Are they all United States? There's 2 in Florida, 1 in New Jersey.
How long you play with these guys?
My current crew, we probably played since Battle for Azeroth, which was like...
That's been a hot minute, hasn't it?
Yeah. That was 4 expansions ago. So before...
So years.
Before
then.
COVID. Basically.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Like a couple of years before COVID. So a long time.
Got it.
What was I talking about?
I feel like you guys should organize some kind of get together at some point.
We should. It's just, I don't know. It's hard because like everyone's, you know, working all the time and, you know, like there's one guy in New Jersey and there's another guy in Las Vegas. He's in the army, but, yeah, we just haven't, but we're all, you know, we talk almost every day. I mean, we're always playing the game, so it's always a pleasure to play with them. But, new expansion just came out. We've been playing all the time. I've leveled up 3 guys. I'll probably do one more to have 4 because they released this new system called Warbands, which is basically, everything on your account is shared now. It used to be like character specific and everything you did on one character was just for that character. Then you had to do it on others if you wanted to, you know, progress other characters, but now everything's just shared. So you can just do something once and then, you know, the credits on everything. And that includes like all your money, all your rewards, everything. So it's really cool. It's a big quality of life and it's big for the game. It's a long time coming because, you know, other games like Final Fantasy 14 have stuff like this. And WoW was just kind of old in that way because it didn't have it, but it does now. So that's good. But the season, like the actual like in-game content hasn't launched yet because they're like slowly rolling it out over the course of a few weeks. But right now you can kind of level and do like baseline dungeons. They're not very hard, but it's kind of just, you know, exploring the world, doing all the side quests, which are really good this time, by the way. I spent a lot of time crafting really cool stories and building up really cool characters. And every zone, there's 4 new zones. They're all very unique and, you know, very beautiful. So that's kind of been consuming my days of gaming the last few weeks or couple weeks.
As it has for most of your life.
Yeah, as it has for most of my life.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, but that's all I've been playing.
Dude, speaking of, I'd hit you up about that story from World of Warcraft that's ancient now that I'd never heard of, the funeral massacre.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. Now, I've seen a lot of funny gaming classic stories over the years, but dude, just the whole context behind that of like a real person that had died and they organized this in-game funeral and everyone gets into their mm-hmm. funeral outfits. Yep. So they have like no armor and there's like this gigantic line of people. And then just
meanwhile,
it's like the way the story's being described. And then it cuts to and there's just like dead bodies all over a mountain.
Can you imagine like something like that actually happened? Yeah.
Where people went rogue and just slaughtered everyone at the funeral and just completely soured like a pretty yeah. sincere.
And someone actually died.
Like yeah,
that's why we're having the funeral.
That's why it's so funny to me, is that it was like a sincere moment that's just utterly ruined by people that just go rogue and just slaughter everyone there. It's mm-hmm. just something about like the bird's eye view of yep. like absolute chaos and showing dead bodies everywhere. Absolutely killed me.
And all
dude.
The people that were at the funeral, they didn't have any armor on. I know, like they didn't have their weapons.
They're just helpless.
And when you take all your stuff off, you're useless. Like, you can't do anything.
That is so funny. I couldn't believe I'd never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. There's so many good videos like that. Like, Leroy Jenkins, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a classic. But there's so many, like, machinima, like, music videos. Like, there's, like, a... what's that Eminem song? I think it's called Without Me. But it's, like... I don't remember what they say, but it's... this guy like impersonating Eminem and it's really like they change all the words, but it's really catchy and it's funny. But
nice.
There's a lot of machinima videos like that. And I know that there's a lot of machinima Halo videos too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think machinima's around anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. Not the company at least.
Yeah. Didn't they like turn into Rooster Teeth and then they got bought?
Maybe.
I think it was Rooster Teeth.
All those companies, I have no idea what the deal is anymore. I think Rooster Teeth shut down finally. Or maybe it was Red versus Blue ended. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Something like that. Lots happened. speaking of music, when I was in rush hour traffic earlier, I was jamming some Meteora at Linkin Park.
Nice.
Mainly because it was on my mind because the rumors, unless they announced it today, I may have misunderstood. They have some kind of comeback.
An announcement today. they had an announcement for an announcement.
Right.
Basically is what happened. They had a countdown that ended today.
Okay. Well, what happened today?
The timer started counting up instead of down. And it flashed a 9:05 time. So they just put another teaser.
Okay.
So people are thinking it's going to be next week on the 5th that they're going to announce something.
Got it. But you've heard the rumors that people think it may be a female vocalist filling in for Chester.
That's what people are thinking, yeah.
Do you have any idea who it may be?
No idea.
Hmm.
I haven't been paying attention that much. I don't know what people are saying.
I kind of dig that idea.
I know people were kind of flirting with the guy from Sum 41 might be the singer, but he came out and denied it. So
yeah,
it's not going to be.
They just retired that band.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not too long ago, actually.
I think
they had an unbelievably good final show too. You can watch it on YouTube.
Really?
Okay. It's incredible how good they sound for how old they are now.
Yeah.
Not that they're like old, but
yeah,
just considering how long they've been around, they sound absolutely amazing.
I think the '90s is when they were around.
Mm-hmm.
Which early 2000s ago.
So, I mean, Slipknot has been around since 95, technically longer, but like current Slipknot's been around since 95 and they sound better than ever right now.
Slipknot's probably like Slipknot, Linkin Park, and is Rage Against the Machine new metal? Probably not, but just like that punk new metal sound is like Slipknot and Linkin Park. Those are the OGs.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call them? Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, people love Limp Bizkit.
They're good.
They have some good tunes.
They're not great, but they're good.
So,
in my opinion.
But yeah, I'm interested to see who they have fill in. Because the question is, are they just doing like a big show with a vocalist that stands in? Kind of how they did. Remember after Chester died, they had all those vocalists fill in for like a one show.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting if they're doing like a new album with a brand new vocalist.
That's what I think it's going to be.
That could be interesting.
Or maybe it'll just be a tour, just to,
yeah,
you know, try him out. I don't know.
How old are Chester's kids now? Someone told me there was a rumor that it might be one of his daughters or something.
That would be interesting.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Mm-hmm. You seem to know more about this than me.
There's a random video that was suggested to me a few nights ago that I had not heard about until I watched that video, mm-hmm. which I found really interesting. So
yeah.
It's tough because Chester's not just any vocalist. Everyone knows he's like irreplaceable. He is truly one of a kind.
And a lot of people, you know, they're not going to like that there's a new singer because for that very reason.
Right.
You know, they're not just like they think that you're tarnishing the band name. And, you know, that's an argument.
It just that depends. Music will always be there. It depends on the metrics, for lack of a better term, just how they present it.
Yeah.
Not versus like, we're back and this is us now. Like, it depends on like their demeanor and how they announce it and how they handle the whole situation, where it can be received with open arms. Because it can still be a Linkin Park, just a brand new Linkin Park that's different from the Chester Linkin Park.
Sure. But hopefully it's someone that, you know, sounds similar so they can sing those old songs. Because that's what people want to hear.
When they said it could potentially be a female vocalist, that doesn't surprise me, because Chester mostly sang in a very high key or pitch, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me that a woman could hit the, I mean, not that a man couldn't also, but I've always found like female vocalists in rock especially always interesting. Mm-hmm. And there are many talented female vocalists these days. So I don't know who it could be. Whether it's someone who's already in a band or maybe some unknown, who knows?
Yeah, I'm excited either way.
Same.
I just want to hear new music from those guys. Yeah. They're really talented.
It was a random tangent, but it crossed my mind.
Hey, it's right up my alley, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't mind at all.
Well, Jacob, let's jump into our main topics. I know you're short on time tonight, and we've already talked about this once. But Jacob and I have been flirting with the idea recently, and the reason why we've recorded this episode is mainly to get feedback from whoever's listening out there, if anyone's listening at all at this point. So what few of you are left who have supported us over the years.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Jacob and I flirted with the idea of potentially starting something brand new out of the basically the ashes of It's Obvious Gaming, because obviously we haven't recorded in so long, and even before that we were so sporadic that it just feels right to start something fresh. Mm-hmm. And ideally, it would probably be just Jacob and I, because Preston has not only been extremely busy in the last couple of years, clearly, but he's soon to be even more busy for life reasons. Very, very exciting life reasons. Mm-hmm. But Preston could theoretically jump into whatever we do next from time to time, but it wouldn't be like
a regular host.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a regular thing. So it's mainly an idea for Jacob and I, because Jacob and I are still extremely passionate about really just It's Obvious Game. Really still have a drive to talk about gaming content and entertainment to some degree on the internet, because we have these conversations generally anyway when we see each other, and that's kind of how It's Obvious Gaming started. If you've tuned in over the years, you may remember us saying at one point that the whole reason we started it is because we were having those conversations off mics forever, and we're like, why don't we just start recording these and throw them on the internet and see if anyone else wants to like join in on the conversation. And then history unfolded.
Yes, sir.
And that was 2015, so 9 years.
That's insane.
Almost 10 when we hit February of next year. So all that said, Jacob and I still have a drive to create content, and so we have not landed on anything specific, but generally speaking, starting something new together that we could fully commit to, because we really have no excuse. We have the drive, and we're also practically walking distance from each other's places.
Yes, quite literally.
So it'd be foolish not to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. But all that said, Jacob, it's obviously like the umbrella of what we've talked about. Do you want to talk about anything more specific?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of what we want to do, like Garrett kind of said, we don't really know. How do I put it? Like, we don't know like what kind of show we're going to do yet. It's going to be about podcast, obviously, but we don't know if we're going to do like other videos on YouTube. We don't know if like we're going to change up the format of the show. We probably will. It's not going to be exactly the same as it used to be. Whether that's new segments or maybe it's like runtime, whether it's just maybe it's not just gaming related. Maybe it's, you know, all kinds of stuff. We don't know yet. We're making this video or this final is. Can we say that the final episode of It's Obvious Gaming?
Maybe. We don't know. It depends on the response from the community, honestly.
Okay. But we're making this episode just to kind of, you know, put it out there and see if anyone is listening. One, and two, just to hear what have you liked from us over the years? Like, what are your most fond memories of what we do or used to do for our channel? And we really just wanted to, have you guys involved and have you sort of shape it in some kind of way, you know? Because we're still unsure about what exactly we want to do. I mean, we have some pretty good ideas, I think, but it's always great to hear all kinds of different feedback. And because you guys are the listeners, like we don't get the pleasure of, you know, listening, and like we don't have that sort of, the word's escaping me, I'm sorry, but We don't have that experience. We're just the guys that speak and create the show, which is a different, you know, format altogether. But yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, we the reason why we talk about doing something new is because it's obvious gaming to us has always been the three of us, including Preston.
Yes, thank you. I was meaning to say that.
Yeah, and it's never quite been the same without him, and it just doesn't feel right trying to carry on. I think that's why we got so sporadic, because Preston dropped off so hard that it was hard for me and Jacob to stay motivated to continue going. And we always still had a good time doing it together, but it's obvious gaming, it was always the three of us.
Yeah.
So that's another reason.
It just felt weird to do the show without him all the time.
Yeah.
Because he brought something that we didn't.
And you and I quite literally did hundreds of YouTube videos of just the two of us, too.
We did.
So we, Jacob, and that's why Jacob and I are motivated to potentially start something new that we can commit to. And when I say commit, I've had the fortunate opportunity to be friends with current YouTubers who have had substantial growth and success over the last couple of years. And there are many things about YouTube that we've been well aware of for a long time. That the main objective, I guess I could say, for YouTube to grow and succeed is consistency. And we've had seasons of consistency in the past where we saw a lot of the fruit of that labor, for sure.
Yeah.
But we also see how quickly it can be a detriment to just not be consistent and what that can
absolutely
do to a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we want to... We've considered starting something new that we can commit to for at least 1 year, because a friend of mine who's seen a lot of success on YouTube lately told me his initial goal was like, I'm going to commit to this full-time YouTube thing for 1 year to see where it goes.
Right.
And he told himself, if it sees some success, I'll keep going beyond that year. But it kind of gives you a timetable, so you don't, there's no stress involved in the sense of like, how long are we going to do this? Like, are we ever going to see success? It's almost like you're just giving yourself that opportunity to commit for 1 year. To see how it goes.
Yeah.
And up front, like, it definitely a podcast, like Jacob said, we don't have any specifics yet, but it would be a weekly podcast that, again, we would commit to for a full year. That mm-hmm. once a week you'd get a podcast from us.
Yeah.
And of course it'd be the two of us, but content would primarily be gaming still, but probably some more stuff as well. I'd imagine we'd branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. It would be a video podcast as well. We'd bring back the video, which we haven't done in a long time.
Yeah, so I think people would like that.
So, and another thing we would strive for is just very high quality content. Not really just in regard to like what we're talking about specifically, but really just presentation wise.
Yeah.
And the thing about YouTube is that versus when we started to now, YouTube is, especially the gaming space, is remarkably saturated.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not blind to the fact that we're jumping into a sea of YouTubers that are doing almost exactly what we're doing at this point, and most of them much better than what we've done.
Maybe, yeah.
So, and we realize that many people already have their communities, have their audiences, and we're just kind of like adding to the noise.
Sure.
So we haven't talked about specifically what would help us stand out in all that noise. But that would really be based on, I think, your feedback, if you're willing to give us any feedback. If, one, that idea even remotely interests you. And if it does, what kind of content you may like to see from us.
Yeah, and we don't even have a name yet.
No, we don't, yeah.
So if you have any cool ideas for a name, let us know.
Yeah, I feel like the name would have to be personal to you and I, Jacob.
Maybe.
That we could come up with, but...
You never know, though.
Really, in regard to content, especially, we'd love to hear from you guys, because... making the content and putting it out the world is not the problem. It's just knowing that there's even a few people that would like to see that, and just going from there and seeing
you know, even if we have to start over, you know, that kind of sounds exciting too.
Yeah, just a fresh start, because our YouTube channel also got permanently demonetized, so we can never really gain anything from it anyway. And it was never really our motivator, because we never monetized our channel for the entirety of our existence very end. And then we monetized a few of our podcast episodes as we were putting them out, just out of curiosity. And I got a random email from YouTube saying, like, you're permanently demonetized. You've misled advertisers or something. I was like, what? And I tried to look into it and dispute it, and I was so confused, and they wouldn't explain it to me. They're like, no, F you. You're permanently demonetized. So our channel's basically completely dead in the water.
Monetarily, at least.
Yeah, monetarily, for sure. So, yeah, that's kind of what we've talked about over the last few months here and there. And it sounds exciting to me.
Yeah, I'm absolutely excited. Like, it sounds like a fun new thing, something new to be excited about every week. Because mm-hmm. I've kind of been missing that in my life. I don't really have this, like, what do people call it? Like their side hustle. And this isn't really a side hustle. It's not like I'm making money from it, but it's just something that, you know, I'm doing outside of work, you know, or besides like the gym and playing games at home. Like I don't have the most exciting life, which is, you know, by choice. You know, I could do whatever I want if I wanted to, but this is just one of those things that, you know, I've been missing and that I like to do a lot. We just haven't been doing it, you know, for whatever reason. And this new show brings me a lot of excitement and, you know, makes me, you know, motivated to play more games and discuss them and share them with the internet.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big, you're well aware, Jacob, I watch a ton of movies, yes. So many movies.
More than anyone I know.
And I review them all in Letterboxd. I log all of them. So I've always liked the idea of maybe incorporating something to do with movies in the future. If not like a totally separate thing, maybe include it in the content we do going forward.
Yeah.
But TV shows maybe, but again, like we're very broadly speaking, we're not locking anything in yet. The only thing we're most focused on is just starting something new and being consistent with it.
Yeah.
So I know we've said over the last year or two with it's obvious like, oh yeah, we're back. We're going to be back next week and we're going to be consistent.
Every
again.
Episode title, we're back.
Yeah, but it's just, it's difficult to keep that up when Preston's usually unavailable. And for me to do anything creative, I just need, depending on the scale of whatever we're trying to do, whoever's involved with it, I just need them to be as motivated as I am because it's very difficult to carry on. You can only go on alone for so long and try to motivate yourself when you feel like the people around you aren't motivated as well.
Yeah.
So that's all it takes. As long as Jacob and I are on the same page about creating something new and sticking with it for 1 year, minimum 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
I'll see why not.
But yeah, I can't really think of anything more specific. It's really just kind of a, putting it out there to see again, whoever's listening.
Yeah.
If you're willing to get back to us on Discord, email, Instagram, those are the top three. Discord's definitely number one.
Is this going on YouTube?
This will go on YouTube. Okay. Yeah, if you happen to be one of the two or three people listening on YouTube, you can comment below.
Hey, that might surprise you. Hey,
never know. They'll unleash
the floodgates.
Totally. So,
as it goes.
Yeah, I think apart from that, I can't really think of anything else specific unless you got something.
I think we hit all the big points, I think. Cool. This is sort of bittersweet. It could potentially be the last episode of It's Obvious Gaming.
Maybe. Again, we don't know exactly what the future holds, but it could be a situation where if we do decide to move forward with something else, maybe we can get Preston on for one more true final episode.
Maybe.
And be like, okay, the future is now.
Yeah.
Now we're going forward.
He can send us off.
So, because that could kind of be our kickoff. Like, once we figure out like what kind of content we want to do, what's it going to be called, the branding, have all that locked in and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final It's Obvious Gaming video that kind of launches us into that.
I kind of like that, yeah.
So, just an idea.
Yeah. I think that
it doesn't feel right to me to end It's Obvious Gaming without Preston.
Yeah.
He would kind of have to be there.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe
It's Obvious Gaming. Is it good?
Question mark. I need to go back and listen to that episode. I'm sure it's comical.
I can't. That's too hard for me.
Good old 2015.
Oh man, dude. A lifetime ago. So much life has happened. That's the thing too, though. We had to remember, we started, It's Obvious, in our very early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's been through their 20s knows a lot of life happens in your 20s.
Yep.
So life, interestingly, pulled Jacob and I closer together, quite literally, and then pulled Preston much further away.
Yeah.
And so many things happen, like, you know, like relationships and work and life, and like everyone knows that life happens, but in your 20s, all that growth that happens is substantial. So it makes sense as to why It's Obvious Gaming was kind of rocky toward the end.
Yeah.
But like, again, like our passions never died for it. It's just, what did they say in Halo? Yeah. Like Spartans never die. They're only missing in action. It's Obvious Game never died. We've just been missing in action.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
So, and, we've had the pleasure of meeting some of you guys out there in Atlanta, actually.
Yeah.
Which has been cool.
I've met probably three or four of you guys that have listened over the years.
So anyone still out there in the vastness of space and time, that it has enjoyed It's Obvious Gaming over the years and wants to see something new, let us know.
Yeah, please. We would really appreciate the feedback. Or if you don't want to and you hate us, you know, that's fine.
No, that's also fine. Like this could be one of those things that everyone like is unanimously like, no. We'll be like, all right.
No, absolutely not. We like the internet better without you guys on it.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's all I got, Jacob.
Yeah. We made this pretty quick, so thank you for that.
Efficient.
my Wednesday night is very, you know, pressed for time.
Mm-hmm. I got to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I have nothing here.
Oh.
I had Chick-fil-A for lunch. Dude, the banana pudding shake is out now. Oh. Finally.
I got rid of the peach.
I think the peach is still around.
Okay. Well, I had it twice since we last talked about it.
Nice. I had been waiting for the banana pudding shake. Lives up to the hype.
I'm going to try that one. Very I might go good. Tomorrow and try it for you.
It's very good.
Yeah, I'll let you know how I think.
I love banana pudding. I love banana pudding milkshakes. And Chick-fil-A nailed it.
Okay.
It's good.
Does stuff get caught in the straw like the peach?
I think they have like wafer cookie bits in it.
At least they get soggy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst part about the peach milkshake now. It's always happened, but it happens way more now.
There's too many
bits.
You get
these tiny little bits, and they clog up your straw, and then your straw breaks because you're sucking too hard.
Yeah.
And it's ruined.
Don't get me wrong. I like the peach bits, but sometimes I wish I could get the peach milkshake without any bits at all. Like, pulpless. I don't want the pulp in my peach milkshake anymore. So, pulp-free
peach
milkshake. Yeah. But, again, I like the bits, but yeah, they get lodged in the straw way too much.
Maybe we should make a Chick-fil-A podcast.
They're starting a streaming service.
I know. We could be on that.
For some reason, that just like pisses me off, dude. It's like so stupid and it just anchors me for some reason.
This will be the first topic of our new show.
So that's the shame too, is that there's been so much to talk about over the last 9 months. We would have undoubtedly had a lot of good conversations over the last month, the last 9 months. But that's why we want to go forward and just keep up with everything for at least a year to see how it goes.
Yes.
So, like talking about banana pudding milkshakes and streaming services. And
absolutely.
Whatnot.
And why Disney Plus is the best streaming service.
Do you actually believe that?
No.
Okay, gosh, dude, you scared me for a second. I actually believe Prime Video is the best streaming service presently.
I've heard more than you say that.
So. For me, it's like, they have pretty good original content from time to time too. But also for me, it's the extremely vast and rich library of just great movies.
It's important.
It's endless lists of ranging from great movies from the past to even like bad ones, but just like how vast their library is. There's always something to watch in there.
Yeah.
And my Letterboxd watch list is gigantic. So and most of them are on Prime or at least Amazon. You can rent for like $3 if you want to.
Right.
So that's my favorite streaming service. Anyway, it's a weird note to end on, but
what's your favorite streaming service?
Yeah, call to action for the community. Yeah, forget what we asked you to actually give us feedback on. What's your favorite streaming service? And please give us reviews of the banana pudding milkshake.
Dislike if it's Netflix.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for coming over, Jacob. It's a pleasure as always. Obviously, it's an easy drive to and from here. So I look forward to talking again.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do it soon and we'll nail down. We'll see what everyone has to say and then we'll, you know, brainstorm.
Totally.
That's kind of where we're at.
Agreed. Cool. Well, again, everyone who's tuning in, whether it's a few or more than we expected, thank you for doing so. And again, please get back to us on Discord, Instagram, email, or YouTube comments. And hopefully we'll catch you again in the near future.
Bye.
See ya.